now the latest from the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse trial in Pennsylvania. Dottie Sandusky, the defendant's wife, took the stand this afternoon. It's part of the defense's effort to promote Sandusky's reputation as a family man and a pillar of the community. Her early remarks focused on how she and her husband met, and she then said she never witnessed any inappropriate contact between her husband and any of the alleged victims. She is not charged in the case.
Joining us to talk about it, local trial attorney Billy Martin, who has represented everybody from Michael Vick to Monica Lewinsky. Thanks so much for being here.
You're quite welcome. How are you today?
We're good. And our big question is, was it a good idea to put Dottie Sandusky on the stand?
I think putting the wife of Jerry Sandusky on the stand is a good idea. Good idea in the sense that they need somebody to help soften the reputation, soften the person, to humanize. If he can be humanized to this jury, his wife is somebody who can make him a real person and a softer person in their eyes.
Now, we have heard rumors that Jerry Sandusky himself may take the stand at some point. And you've handled a lot of difficult trials. How difficult would it be for the defense to pull that one off?
It would be very difficult. And you know, in response to that last question, if they put the wife on the witness stand, you know, some of those young boys testified that they screamed out and she didn't help. So that's a double-edged sword there, but they needed somebody to help them. If Jerry Sandusky decides to take the stand, and I think that, you know, any defense lawyer who's experienced in doing criminal trials will tell you, the last person you really want to put on is your client. Eight young boys have testified in graphic detail as to what they did to them. Some of them saying that they resulted in blood being produced. He has a lot to overcome, but if there's any chance for the defense to overcome these charges, it has to be by Jerry Sandusky. But it is risky. If the jury decides they don't believe him, and keep in mind that he has testified, he has appeared twice, once on NBC and once in an interview with the New York Times. And I watched both those interviews, and he did not come across well. So I don't believe that if he takes the witness stand, he's got a big task to try to convince the jury that he's believable.
Right. It does seem, given all that testimony and his own interviews, it would be unlikely he could change the jurors' opinion of him after these kids went up there with demeanors that were seemingly unquestionable.
Well, you know, he's in a small town near Penn State, Bellefontaine, Ohio, or Pennsylvania. And if you have people in a small community, they may really like Jerry Sandusky. They may think that we want to hear from the man. Jerry, tell us what really happened. If he can convince one of those people to believe him. Remember, he doesn't have to convince all 12 to win. The prosecution has to convince 12 to win, but he has to convince one, and it's a hung jury. So if there's any chance, and, you know, I've been doing this for 35 years now, and of all the cases I've seen go forward on child sex abuse and child rape cases, there's overwhelming evidence in this case. If he has a chance, it's him being able to take the witness stand and tell people who know him and his reputation, I didn't do it. Believe me, and not the number of other young kids who have come up here. But it's a mountain to climb, and I'm not sure that anybody can climb that mountain.
Billy, it's always good to get your perspective. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay. Washington, D.C., local trial attorney, one of the most prominent attorneys we have in town, Billy Martin.